around and welcome to Between the Sheets Peace Between the Sheets Patreon special episode number 51. I'm your host Chris Zellner, joined as always by my co-host David Bixaspan. And Bix, I got so excited thinking about the regular show that I was doing the intro for it. It's the Patreon show.
Great. Patreon episode number 51, subtitle, It's Bigger Than We Thought It Would Be.
Yes, this is the biggest one we've done so far. I'm looking at the page count. It's 42 pages.
Yes, so it went deeper into
a bang.
Yes, it went deeper into October than anticipated, and then even a little bit into November to really close the loop. So who knows when this is even out, because we're trying to get ahead of it this month to make sure that we have all the time we need, but we'll see.
Well, let's go and get started. As we pick up where we left off. All right, the week of September 11th, 2000. New York Daily News, The Torch, September 16th. Observer, September 19th.
18th.
18th, excuse me. All right, Torch. Buried near the end of a long East Liberty notebook for some reason. Paul Heyman is telling friends that he has feared a financial crash since July and is surprised they haven't run into problems before now. He is crediting successful New York shows with keeping him afloat in August. He's also saying that once the money comes in from the Ontario show, it should be enough to get the company through September.
Yes. Even though this is basically the most important bit of news about ECW that week, this is just buried near the end of an unusually long ECW notebook.
Yeah, we got a lot of ECW stuff from this week, too, coming, so...
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? Well... Let's go to this next thing first before we talk
more. Excerpt from Dave Shearer's Saturday Wrestling column in the New York Daily News. I did not know that Dave Shearer actually had a column in the New York Daily News.
Yeah, he did for at least several months.
That's amazing. Paul Heyman and his company loses a slot on TNN this coming Friday as a result of Viacom signing WWF. Spent much of this past week in Los Angeles working on a new television deal. There was no firm news report, but sources close to the situation tell me that ECW will probably end up on USA on Saturday nights. The wrestlers weren't paid again this week.
That's back to the Observer.
Okay. Yeah, because you didn't specify here.
Sorry,
okay.
I should have, yes.
But Dave Shearer's spouting the same crap that everybody else is spouting.
Well, he's not throwing in the presumably, though, about it.
I know. I know, but still. The wrestlers weren't paid again this week. Paul Heyman, the Mississauga TV taping. Here's the Ontario show. So the wrestlers that the company was living week to week, hand to mouth till a TV deal is made. He said because it would take a few days to get the money needed to make a payroll this week out of Canada, converting U.S. dollars and deposit to the bank, since the show did a big gate. The company should be solvent cash-wise by the end of this week, at which point the checks will be FedExed out. The wrestlers have been, for some time, one pay period behind when one was missed and never made up a few months back. Of late, the wrestlers have been getting checks on Saturday, but posted until late in the week. Usually 5 days after the checks are handed out. So the money coming in from the weekend, which is needed to make the payroll, the positive. Heyman told the wrestlers and Dreamer largely backed him up that he would be leaving early in the week for Los Angeles to TV deal and wouldn't be coming back to New York until the deal is finalized. Well, I guess he's moved to Los Angeles, hasn't he? He's been living in Los Angeles for the last 20 years. Most feel the deal is right at being done with East USA, but the potential problem is the Delaware Court of Appeals, which still hasn't ruled the press time, or when I do, I can move the TNN on September 25th, as it's currently scheduled. It still hangs in the balance. He also told the wrestlers that there's a good chance the road shows this coming weekend in Des Moines, Omaha, and Sioux City would be canceled. Again, why is ECW going all the way? Oh, my God. The advance of two of the three cities, in particular the third, is strong, and they aren't in a position to be able to lose money going on the car on the road. The word going around WCW is that several ECW wrestlers were inquiring about getting a job. In addition, there are a lot of injuries that probably could use some rest rather than threatening the pay-per-view. Now, Torch says Paul Heyman met with the wrestlers after the tape, and they explained why they wouldn't be receiving their paychecks on time. At the meeting, he told the crew he has found out 5 minutes prior to the show that the building couldn't pay ECW for a few days. 5 minutes, eh? He added that the money would have to be converted from Canadian to American before he could issue the checks. Claim once they have him send them their paychecks to FedEx. Charming Dream Wars, the road agent, stood up and backed Heyman's claims. Heyman said he will not be cutting anyone from the roster, nor hiring any of the recently released WCW wrestlers. Heyman said he and Dreamer received several calls today from WCW employees. He said he will not hire any of them because of his loyalty to his current crew of workers who have stood by him. Heyman also told the wrestlers that he is holding up for a time slot on USA Network. He blames some of the company's financial problems on the delay in USA's appeal of the case with WWF. Heyman claimed he'd be leaving for LA on September 13th for the intentions of closing the deal with USA. He claimed he has a one-way ticket and will not return to New York without a deal. Again, okay. He's still out there to this day.
And also, I mean, I think we talked about this a little last time, or was this more something someone said on Twitter? I'm trying to remember. None of this is how meetings work.
No. No. These... I don't know who's more gullible in all this.
The wrestlers or the
media?
It's so, and this is clearly stupid. Just Paul Heyman rhetoric.
Yes, and they're just lapping it up like lapdogs.
In a Paul Heyman speech, I'm sure it sounds great.
Yeah, with his what he says and this, you know, how he says it and his charisma, whatever you want to say. Fuck that.
What this really means... that he's going to L.A. and trying to get as many auditions as he can while he finishes shooting Rollerball.
Yes. It makes you wonder. I mean, how people fall so hard for this, you know?
Because he's the mad scientist.
Yeah, but Jesus Christ. That's a common sense. And these wrestlers, God almighty. We got 5 minutes before show. I found out they wouldn't be able to pay us. Oh, my God. It's like, what's the old line about the guy coming in the locker room? The promoter said, you won't believe what just happened.
There's been a robbery at the box office.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. It's the same thing.
Captain Pauly George.
The law talked about planning a move into doing bi-month favorite shows to go in mostly monthly appearances on the books. They're doing October 1st in St. Paul, November 5th in Villa Park, Illinois, and December 3rd in the Hammerstein Ballroom, Manhattan. There's nothing I want to talk about. When they're in a situation they're in, losing money and living hand to mouth, why in the fuck are they going to the fucking Midwest and West Coast? And all this shit.
Well, no, they weren't drawing in the Midwest, though, in the upper Midwest.
You're spending money. You're making them pay for travel.
I'm guessing he doesn't want to burn out the Northeast and the Southeast for pay-per-views.
Pay-per-views, I could understand. It's one of these house shows and TV tapings.
Yeah. There's a difference. I don't think there's anything wrong with running the St. Paul and Villa Park pay-per-views.
WWF. You know, when they pulled back and went strictly Northeast, I mean, they still ran pay-per-views outside the Northeast.
Yes.
But that was it. That was it. Why not find somewhere on the East Coast or find cities and just run a loop?
Well, I guess the other question is, how are they picking these places that they're debuting in? Is this based on merchandise sales? You know, stuff like that. And also, here's something I wonder. I always got the impression that at least to a certain part of the fan base, most of the video sales were just going through our video and not people ordering direct from ECW. Do you think Feinstein ever gave them any sales data as far as locations? I kind of doubt it. I don't think he's organized enough for that.
He didn't have that shit.
That's what I'm saying. So we know that even if ECW was basing it on their own data, it's incomplete.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, with buy rates dropping badly this year for WCW and also dropping a lead for ECW, only WF has held steady, and in some cases shown increases during the part of the year before leveling off the past few months. With 36 live pro wrestling reviews on the books already out of 52 Sundays 2001, actually only an increase from 31 this year. Viewers are more and more going to pick and choose rather than make every show a must-see affair. Although Dave guesses that's been the case now for some time anyway, which my situation at that time was in. Although, yeah, still in this time, I'm buying WWE shows here at my house, and then we're going to Joe's house for WCW pay-per-views. So that split the bill that way. But I would buy the ECW shows as well. So I would have, at least I wouldn't have WCW on the books, but I would have WWF, ECW, boxing, and UFC at times and stuff like that, you know. So
yes. Well, also, we have more on this story from the Torch, which takes a little bit of a different view.
At the meeting in Ontario, Heyman also confirmed the Torch report that the company is currently negotiating pay-per-view companies to broadcast 12 pay-per-views in 2001. However, key cable industry sources and demand officials are probably saying they have not finalized such a deal with VCW officials and won't until the company's TV fate is decided. Surprisingly, when Heyman announced to the wrestlers they would be running 12 pay-per-views next year, it received a little reaction. Instead, the biggest pop of the meeting came when Heyman told the wrestlers they wouldn't be taping promos that night. the simple things.
Yeah. I mean, in fairness, it seems like no one was saying that the deal for 12 pay-per-views a year was done.
Well, let's continue. ECW canceled this weekend's shows in Iowa, Nebraska. At the meeting in Ontario, Heyman told the crew he was considering canceling their shows probably because he wouldn't ask the wrestlers to work shows until he paid them. He said he didn't want to extend his credit any further with the locker room, which is still owed 2 weeks' pay from missed pay period. Several members of the locker room stood up and volunteered to work the shows, a sign of faith in Heyman.
You what a, marks.
What a bunch of fucking marks. But Heyman also expressed concern over the number of injuries his roster has suffered in recent weeks. With the October 1st pay-per-view just weeks away, Heyman indicated that was another reason he was considering canceling the shows in Iowa, Nebraska. On September 12th, the ECW website officially announced cancellations. ECW sources told the Torch that the shows were break-even at best shows, which also affected the decision to cancel. Plus, the company already had enough footage to pay for TV. Heyman told the Torch that he is hoping to reschedule the shows in the future, but no dates have been set. Ticket buyers are being told they can receive a refund at the venue where they purchased the tickets.
I don't want to ask you to work until I am up to date paying all of you.
But Paul, we want to do these shows.
Who do you think raised their hands?
Well, wait, we're work for free.
I'm going to try to pull up the results for the show.
Well, here's the thing that I just popped in my head. It's for the first time we've done these shows.
Hmm.
Why didn't they tape 2 weeks of TV in the same venue?
Well, because they were getting two different shows taped.
No, they weren't.
Oh, you mean by this point?
No, TNA tapings were separate tapings.
Not always.
They weren't taping TNA and Hardcore TV all at the same place.
No, I just realized you're right, because they're not using Will Byrd for the Hardcore TV when Will Byrd was in the mix.
Why from the jump did they not? Because they were taping TNN tapings every week.
Yes.
I mean, that's okay if you have the financial capabilities of doing that. But why not split them up? That way you save money that way. They needed to do that.
Well, that's Eugene Sharkowski's fault, I guess. So, okay. So here is your locker room for that show. Sukosis, Julio De Niro, Simon and Springer, York and Matthews, FBI, Doring and Roadkill, Nova, Hamrick, Balls, Chili Willy, Baldies, Kid Cash, Mikey Whipwreck, Rhino, Rob Van Dam, C.W. Anderson, Credible, Carino, Jerry Lynn. So if I had to guess... Doring, Roadkill, Nova.
Yeah.
Maybe DeVito.
Possibly.
As a Northeast guy?
Yeah.
I mean, Doring and Roadkill came from the school. I think they're the most obvious picks there.
Yeah, there's a chunk of them. But, well, let's continue. All right, there was mixed reaction to Heyman's Ontario speech among the ECW sources. One wrestler told the Torch that he tuned Heyman out during the meeting because he's heard similar speeches before. Locker room's falling apart. It's just miserable right now. It's like the boys against Dreamer and Heyman. They treat us like we shouldn't be upset. A second ECW source was more understanding. I'm not happy I didn't get a check. But on the one occasion, Heyman's been true to his word when he said he'll pay me a couple days later. He's a survivor, and I have faith he'll pull this thing out. The TV deal in the last minute. After the meeting... Well, let's keep going.
Oh, that's a lot, yeah.
After the meeting in Ontario, Heyman met separately with 8 wrestlers from different locker room factions to get a feel for the locker room's reaction and answer questions. And he received a standing ovation in his speech. The ovation was led by Sandman, who had his share of problems with Heyman in the past. Lord. Oh, these guys.
What is there even to say?
What can you say? I mean, it's ridiculous. totally ridiculous.
But we got more from Mississauga.
The Ontario show was the most successful non-pay-per-view show in ECW history as they drew over 5,000 pay. There's talk about returning there early next year for a pay-per-view. But ECW officials still don't know if they will have television in Canada after September 22nd. The company had been negotiating with TSN, which currently broadcasts Raw, when the network objected to content of ECW programming. Heyman told them he would look elsewhere. Oh, I'm sure TSN had problems with it. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Sources say ECW is talking with different Canadian networks and hopefully securing a time slot later this year, but U.S. is their first priority.
I mean, as far as the content, though, I mean, we talked about this, I think, earlier. ECW is pretty clean by this point.
Yeah, but TSN, they're
sticklers. They're tough.
Yeah. The Ontario show, which was ECW's first Canadian debut, was considered a huge success, in part because the company there sold every item of merchandise they brought to the building.
Well, that's nice.
Now, more than one wrestler said Heyman's face sounded like he was going into promo mode. Another wrestler called it Heyman's latest Newt Rockne speech. We're going to fight, 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 fight. Another famous Newt Rockne speech. All right, hold on a second. Let me see here.
What?
All right, hold on. I'm going to check this out. Okay. This isn't long. All right, we're going to play this clip. And tell me, because I know you have no idea about Newt Rockne. All right, let's play this and see if this is reminiscent of a Paul Heyman type speech here.
Okay. Let's see. Come on.
There's Tom.
You and Colrick will play the ends. And the same backfield, Jimmy, you and Collins. Get me and Nimi.
He's calling out the boys.
Now, the success of any team, man, based on team play, Nimi's been shown all year. Sacrifice, unselfish sacrifice.
You know what I can already tell? It has what? The build-up type phase, like we know from the speech that he gives before Barely Legal that we see in Beyond the Mat.
Yeah. Oh, it's building. Yeah.
These other fellas, they say, are pretty good. But I think we're better. And I think if we get ourselves keyed up to a point where we're confident in that, why, the results will take care of themselves. All right, now in the kickoff, if we receive, the little man drop back on the receiver and block long. I don't know the name style. If we kick off,
Notre Dame style.
Let's run down fast. This is as fast as you can run. And then we go on defense.
This music's driving me crazy.
I want the center, in and out of that line,
yeah.
According to the situation. Use your old head. And I want you guys charging through as far as you can go on every play. They expect the play right over you every time. And the tacklers, I want you to go in a yard and a half and then check yourself. Spread your feet, squat down and all. And be ready with your hands and elbows. So you won't be sideswiped. But I want the ends in there fast every play. Every play, but under control. And you men in the backfield there, I want you to analyze before you move. And if they throw a forward pass, they throw a pass, wait till you see the ball in the air. And then go and get it.
This is the dance.
Oh, we ain't got to the pie spot
and
yet.
And when we get it, boys, that's when we go on offense. That's when we go to them. And don't forget, we're going to pick it on one tackle they've got this week. We're going inside them. We're going outside them. Inside them and outside them. And when we get them on the run once, we're going to keep them on the run. And we're not going to pass unless our secondary comes up too close. But don't forget, man, we're going to get them on the run. We're going to go, 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 go. And we aren't going to stop until we go over that goal line. Don't forget, man, today is the day we're going to win. They can't lick it. And the black out of the goal. The first whistle of the man win there. Fight, 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 fight. What do you say, man? Okay.
Yeah. Fight, 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 fight.
Look at those wonderful leather helmets, too.
So.
But yeah, I see where whoever said that to the torch got that from.
Exactly.
To hear this entire show, support Between the Sheets on Patreon for just $5 per month. Go to patreon.com/betweentheSheets.